area in Texas. They say Clarksville population was 20, and he was in a family of 14. So I don't know who the other six people were, but his family made up the majority of that town. And his parents worked on the land, and the kids that were of a certain age would also help work out in the fields during certain times of year, and then other times of year they would go to school. And at one point, the parents very suddenly pack everything up and they move to California. And this was something that happened at that time period. It was called the Great Migration. And many African-American people who lived in the South fled the South, often very suddenly and sometimes secretly, moving either to the northern states or to California. So his family moved to California, and they found a place to live and worked on farms out there. And the kids in California, there was a law that they had to go to school, whereas in Texas, he had worked on the farm as well. Now he could only do that during out-of-school hours and summer hours. And so he got really dedicated to his education, and he also got really into sports because there were people that noticed how good he was, especially at running. And so it follows him through that time in high school, sort of through all of his schooling up until he goes to college and starts to get involved in activism while he's at college, while also dedicating his time to his studies and to sports, and eventually shifting specifically into being a track and field athlete. And so I found it really interesting because I knew about his stand that he took at the Olympics. That's a pretty famous moment where he is on the medal podium and raised his fist in the air, and he had all these different sort of visible elements on him that were making a statement. And so I knew that, but I didn't know anything about his time leading up to that or sort of what was going on in his head at the time. So it was really interesting to learn about that. And the graphic novel was really well done. I really like the illustrations. They're all black and white, but they're really beautiful. Yeah, I highly suggest it. You get to learn a lot about that period of time, as well as a personal experience of one person living in that time. So I hope people will check that out. It is called Victory Stand, Raising My Fist for Justice. Again, that's by Tommy Smith and Derek Barnes, and illustrations by Dawood Anyabwile. So Tommy Smith is the person whose story it is telling, so that his, you know, that's why it's a memoir. Derek Barnes is an author who, believe, all of his other works have been picture books. At least the ones that I have read have all been picture books. So I think this is his first, at least largely published, graphic novel and young adult novel. And then Dawood Anyabwile has written other comics as well, including some that were Eisner nominated. And he's illustrated some other books as well for various ages. So yeah, definitely suggest people check that out. Victory Stand, Raising My Fist for Justice. But yeah, so that was my book for the week. Before we say goodbye, I want to remind our listeners that we are in the midst of the Please Assist Us in Transmission Winter 2023 Pledge Drive. We are working to meet our ultimate goal of securing a sufficient number of sustaining supporters, which will allow us to end traditional pledge drives and keep WGXC alive and well. And we are currently 84% of the way there. Our goal is to raise a minimum of $1,250 more per month in sustaining support, and we can't do it without support from listeners like you out there listening today. If you want to help us reach our goal, please go online to wgxc.org/donate or give a call to 518-697-7400 and become a sustaining supporter. Your donation to WGXC is tax deductible to the full extent of the law. So again, to make a recurring donation or to make a one-time gift, visit wgxc.org/donate or call 518-697-7400 and help WGXC stay on the air and keep making great radio possible in our communities and keep youth voices on the airwaves. And old voices like mine too. But thank you everyone for listening. We hope everyone out there has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time. And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. In the meantime, happy reading.
Bye.
Bully Boulevard.
monsieur Normati. Les bambios qui boyo devo, c'est leur mourir police vini. Bonjour monsieur Normati. Qui haïtien cap d'image New York sans fusil. Bonjour monsieur Normati. Les bambios qui boyo devo, c'est leur mourir police vini. Bonjour monsieur Normati. Madame capé soufflade, bouche moi un police a vini. Dis-y moi ma bonne drogue, moi dis mon cher ou menti. Living pour vin checker, moi dis moi pas gain rien. C'est dans un petit bag, moi t'apprends là pour me checker un petit zin. Big up phantom, moi un met à bon combo. Si ça te fait depuis dans ballon, moi de côté mon yo. Tim Tim bois sec, moi courir les mouvements fort dans un cimetière. Passez moi moi un tête sans corps. ABCDFG, souffle bataille, c'est danger. Même sous congé football, dernier gol lancé pour pélé. A jouer maman, maman c'est créole. Fissime c'est boussole, compam c'est la colle. Original haïtien, quoi des bouquets. Gen équipe c'est Brooklyn, fête Haïti, fête quoi des bouquets, quoi des bouquets. Tendez, qui a eu ce cap d'image New York sans fusil. Moi nous monsieur Normati, les bombes yon kembo yon devo, c'est leur mouille police fini. Moi nous monsieur Normati, qui a eu ce cap d'image New York sans fusil. Mon nom monsieur Normati, les bombes au Kembo yo devo, c'est leur mot de police. Voilà. Mon nom monsieur Normati, président, moi pas le président. Passe microphone, non, moi c'est gouvernement. Mon nom c'est Wyclef, yo et les m'enfants. Moi gagne un tisseur, yo et les wos salon. Moi gagne un cheval qui vole chaque soir. Moi gagne un cheveu poivre, moi pas le cheveu soir. Bad boy haïtien qui sorti en Haïti. Depuis moi un problème, moi râle rousine. Les mal d'école américaine te conjure. Yo tiré les nègres, yo et les petits nègres qui Jean yo parle moi, ouais, yo pas civilisé. Jean yo parle moi, ouais, yo pas contre bon Dieu. 45 bon côté plus moins gagne des pieds collés. Si on est testé, ma pépette de Grenjil. Original haïtien qui sorti Jérusalem. Si on est testé, ma Nessa ou pas point Noël. Qui haïtien cap d'image New York sans fusil. Moi nous, monsieur Normati. Les bombes yo kembo yo devo, c'est leur mot et police venu. Moi nous, monsieur Normati. Qui haïtien cap d'image New York sans fusil. Moi nous, monsieur Normati. Les bombes yo kembo yo devo, c'est leur mot et police venu. Tendez!
Côté that one day we all go. So keep your head to the sky. See the path we refuse is the path we should choose. You can take your one.
Haïtien cap d'image New York sans fusil.
Man, you should know that one day we all go. So keep your head to the sky. See the path we refuse is a path.
Chante. Qui haïtien cap d'image New York sans fusil. Moi nous monsieur Normati. Les bombes yo kembo yo devo, c'est leur mot et police vini.
Hey! Bon bagay yo team, konnen ki nèm yo. Vipe Tionville, Vipe Tionville. Pablé nèg ki gen cheveu poivre.
We just want to party, I'm just with you. We just want to party, I'm just with you.
Hi, I'm Shersha Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
Tune in to all sorts of live radio shows every Sunday on WGXC 90.7 FM, beginning at 8 a.m., where the Reverend Kim Singletary is live with There's a Bright Side Somewhere from Columbia County, every Sunday at 8 a.m. Then at 9 a.m., Janessa Hope McKay brings you a slap of reality live from the WGXC studio in Hudson in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street. She's playing her top music picks and talking about her hot topics of the week until 11 a.m. At 1 p.m., every Sunday, DJ Neva Wartell is live with Music for the Masses from Catskill, with sounds from around the world. At 4 p.m. every Sunday, Carlene Murphy and Azuka Legba are live with the Lile Latan version of the WGXC Afternoon Show until 6 p.m. And every Sunday night, Tony Fallon is live with the Irish Show at 8 p.m. on the radio from Acre on 90.7 WGXC.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Guillermo Rickerson of Cairo, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
At 10 tonight on WGXC, please consider making a pledge at WGXC.org/donate or calling 518-697-7400 during our winter pledge drive, and become a sustaining supporter for just 17 cents a day, $5 a month, and you can help make sure that local teenagers still have a place to hang out on the local airwaves.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting live, WGXC, Wave Farm, broadcasting Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Today, you know, it's going to be a little bit of a low-key vibe. We got music, we got a solo show, and we're going to be advertising a homie who's been on here before, Leon. So, you know, sit back, turn up the radio, and just have a good time at Clubhouse. Without further ado, I'm going to play you the news and the weather.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC Daily News for Friday, February 17th. Go to the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about any of these stories. Raga Justin reports in the Times Union that three of the state's largest human services agencies, the Office of Mental Health, the Office of Addiction Services and Supports, and the Office for People with Developmental Disabilities, are facing a workforce shortage. This comes at a time when their services are in demand. Governor Kathy Hochul's budget proposal includes a 2.5% cost of living adjustment for those workers to lure new employees and retain veterans. Carrie Nyfield, who heads the Office for People with Developmental Disabilities, said that a 5.4% cost of living adjustment for state workers included in last year's budget have helped recent retention rates stabilize. But Assemblywoman Eileen Gunther, an Orange County Democrat, said the proposed 2.5% cost of living adjustment this year is, quote, absolutely an insult, unquote. She wants an 8.5% cost of living adjustment. State Senator Samra Brock, a Monroe County Democrat who has worked in the nonprofit sector, has a this legislative session has a bill that would tie cost of living adjustments to inflation automatically. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Noah Zweifel reports for the Altamont Enterprise that the Hilltowns Community Resource Center has moved a few doors away from its previous location at the Westerloo Reformed Church on Route 143. The business Hanny Reels donated the property to the Hilltown Community Resource Center. Hanny Reels' chief operating officer, Elaine Gruner, said that the company, quote, has long supported the mission, unquote, of the Resource Center, quote, as they do great things for people often located too far from other resources in the Capital District, unquote. Jen Hyde, the executive director of Catholic Charities, which oversees the Resource Center, said, quote, we have private space where a person could meet for things like supplemental nutritional assistance program enrollment or a private one-to-one meeting with a practitioner or maybe health insurance enrollment, unquote. Read more about this story in the Altamont Enterprise. News 10 in Albany reports that the Columbia County Sheriff's Office is warning residents about a scam involving dump trucks and pickup trucks with loads of stone. The Sheriff's Office says male suspects operating dump trucks and pickup trucks park on the town or county roads and flag down residents and try to offload the stone, sometimes with the initial promise of no cost. Sometimes they pull into residents' driveways and then first offer the stone for free before asking for some sort of payment. Homeowners are then given a very large bill, which police say they sometimes feel pressured or obligated to pay. The Columbia County Sheriff's Office says residents should report any incidents like this at 518-828-3344. Read more about this story at the News 10 website. And read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org.
Hello, and welcome to the better weather for Friday, February 17th. Local early morning temperatures range from 42 degrees in Medusa to 54 almost everywhere else, including Tannersville, Copaic, and Kinderhook. Regional average soil temperature is 41 degrees. Rain is coming, due to peak around 10 a.m., then fall off by dark. Mercury hits a high note of 55 at about the same time, 10 a.m., then slides downward steadily through the afternoon, hitting 33 by dark, making afternoon travel potentially hazardous, especially in the elevated areas. After dark, wind gusts blow away the last of the rain, but shouldn't get strong enough to knock out power. A low temperature of 20 degrees ushers in a cold but dry and mostly sunny Saturday with a high of 43. Overnight, building clouds keep the temperature from dipping lower than 25 degrees. Nah, it is still February. Sunday, cloudy, breezy, with a high of 47. Monday, looking warmer, hitting 51 degrees, but might have some afternoon sprinkles. Sunset today will be at 5:15 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:45 a.m. Looking way up, we see X-class flare chances have dropped to 1%, and the incoming CME is due to arrive at 1 p.m. local time. But that is just it, stepping through the door. G1 class storms are expected upon arrival and will intensify to G2 class storms overnight into tomorrow, making auroras still possible for our area. Follow along this weekend at the Space Weather Prediction Center from NOAA Just make it an initialism, swpc.noaa.gov, or just do a search for, again, the Space Weather Prediction Center from NOAA. Solar wind speed is currently 492.2 kilometers per second at 6.5 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently pretty bad and not expected to get any better overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 4.6, unsettled. The current sunspot number is 101. And if you like what you hear or think you have something to contribute, whether it's money, insight, or talent, head on over to WGXE.org and share something with your neighbors.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy. Because I'm easy come, easy go, little high. Anyway the wind blows, doesn't really matter.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting you live from WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Oh, look at that, Queen, you know. I'm a big Queen fan. Poor Freddie Mercury. Nothing really matters to him, but, you know, I hope Clubhouse Radio means a little something to you. Or if Queen does, too, come on, you know, we can bond over some mutual interest. Today we have a little bit to talk about, some good and some bad, you know, as it is with the world. But we've had a guest on the show before called Leon, and he's a very nice guy, so of course we're going to give him a shout-out. If you know where Kerwin's is on Catskill, I'm pulling up the address right now while I talk about it. It's going to be another performance that he's throwing. You know, he's so talented. He performs himself. He gets a roster of a bunch of people with a bunch of different talents. So he's a super cool guy, and it's going to be a Valentine's theme from what it seems. So that's super exciting. I have it right here. Doo-doo-doo. It's going to be February 18th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Catskill, New York. A little bit of a hard name for me to pronounce, you know, my little ADHD brain. Bogardus Avenue. Bogardus Avenue. It's $20 to get in. But he's super talented. He's bilingual. He speaks Spanish and English. And he, like, switches back and forth in his songs. It's, like, super fun to watch. And his guests are always super cool. I remember I went to his performance. He had a comedian. Man, I was dying laughing with my friends the whole time. So, yeah. Anyways, that being said, you know you're listening to Clubhouse Radio. We're going to tune out. Going to play another song after this. Right now, we're playing Killer Queen by, you know, Queen. But that being said, I'll see you guys soon.
So hold my hand, I'll walk with you, my dear.
The stars creak, I should sleep, it's keeping me awake.
It's the house telling you to close your eyes.
And some days I can't even trust myself.
It's killing me to see this way. Cause though the truth may bury this, ship will carry on.
Thank you.
You're gone, gone, gone away. I watched you disappear. All that's left is a ghost of you. Now we're torn, torn, torn apart. There's nothing we can do. Just let me go, we'll meet again soon. Now wait, wait, wait for me. Please hang around. I'll see you when I fall asleep.
Alice.
Though the truth may vary, this ship will carry our body safe to shore.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live from WGXC, wavefarm.org. You know, we chilling around Catskill, Acre, and Hudson. But if you're further out there listening to us through our website, that's cool, too. We welcome everybody. You know, this is a safe space for all my homies. No matter what you look like, no matter who you are, no matter what you think like, you know, that's what the Clubhouse is for. And since I care for you, here's the daily reminder to stay hydrated. It's good for your health, guys. Don't be lacking on drinking that water. But anyways, also don't be lacking on our Winter 2023 Pledge Drive. Since, you know, we offer a lot to the public here at the Clubhouse. And if you don't know, hello, everybody. We're the Clubhouse. You can come chill. We have a bunch of locations around Greene County. You know, I'm here at Catskill broadcasting to you live. We have a place to just sit back, chill, watch TV and eat food. You know, we offer a bunch of programs. We do music programs where we offer performances for people. And speaking of performances, we also have our friend Leon, who is going to be doing a nice little Valentine's Day performance. A little late, but you know, it's never late for love. February 18th, that's going to be 6 through 7:30 p.m. on 3rd Bogardus Avenue. Said it that time. Struggled before, but that's okay. Catskill, New York. And, you know, he's very talented. Speaks Spanish and English. Has a bunch of cool people lined up. Jesse Murphy, Michelle Wilson, Adrian Lozano, Maddie Dube, and, of course, Leon himself. But on top of that, we also got the Winter Pledge Drive. Got a little distracted, you know, my ADHD brain. You can donate to keep us running because we love you. It's okay, you don't have to. I don't want to guilt trip you because it's unconditional love from me to you, you know. At WGXC.org/donate, WGXC.org/donate. And the pledge drive number is 518-697-7400. Once again, that is 518-697-7400. So, you know, I'm talking to you, my homie, my listener. And if you didn't get water yet, you know, you better be chilling with me some water because it's good for you and we love you. But yeah, I'm DJ Cola. And with that being said, we're going to play you another song. And if 6:30 comes around, we're going to play you into the news. But this song is by NF. My brother and I are a big fan of him. He's actually teasing a new album. We got a little bit of our rap radar here. So he dropped one of his new songs. It's put together so well. It reminds me a bit of Kendrick. So I'm going to play us into that. And then, you know, I'll see you later. And it's never goodbye. So we see you soon.
Oh, I'm on my way. I'm coming. Don't lose faith in me. I know you've been. I know you've been praying for my soul. Oh, oh, oh.
you've been dragging your feet, telling me I'm the reason we're stagnant. 30 years you've been claiming your honest and promising progress, well, where's it at? I don't want you to feel like a failure. I know this hurts, but I gave you your chance to deliver. Now it's my turn. Don't get me wrong. Nature had a great run, but it's time to give the people something different. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce my album. Hope. What's my definition of success? Listening to what your heart says. Standing up for what you know is. What will everybody else is. Talking into between their legs. What's my definition of success? Creating something no one else is. Being brave enough to dream big. Grinding when you're told to just quit. Giving more when you got nothing left. It's a person that'll take a chance on something they were told could never happen. It's a person that can see the bright side through the dark times when there ain't one. It's from someone who ain't never had nothing and afraid to walk away from. More apathic because they'd rather do something that they really love and take the pay cut. It's a person that would never waver or change who they are just to try and gain some credibility so they can feel accepted by a stranger. It's a person that can take the fears in their life and turn them into motivation. It's believing in yourself when no one else does. It's amazing what a little bit of faith can do. If you don't even believe in you, why would you think or expect anybody else that's around you to? I done did things that I regret. I done said things I can't take back. Was a lost soul at a crossroad who had no hope, but I changed that. I spent years of my life holding on to things I never should have kept, full of hatred. Years of my life carrying a lot of baggage that I should have walked away from. Years of my life wishing I was someone different, looking for some validation. Years of my life trying to fill a void, pretending I was in. They get it. Pain's a necessary evil, difficult to go through, yes, but beneficial. Some would say that a mental breakdown is a negative thing, which on one hand I agree, but on the other hand, it was the push I needed to get help and start the healing process. See, if I didn't ever hit my bottom, would I be the person that I am today? I don't believe so. I'm a prime example of what happens when you choose to not accept defeat and face your demons. Took me 30 years to realize that if you want to get the opportunity to be the greatest version of yourself, sometimes you gotta be someone you're not to hear the voice of reason. Having kids will make you really take a step back and look in the mirror, at least for me, that's what it did. I wake up every day and pick my son up. Hold him in my arms and let him know he's loved. Love. Standing by the window questioning if that is ever going to show up. Isn't something he's gonna have to worry about. Don't get it twisted, that was in a shot. Mama, I forgive you, I just don't want him to grow up thinking that he'll never be enough. 30 years of running, 30 years of searching, 30 years of hurting, 30 years of pain, 30 years of fearful, 30 years of anger, 30 years of empty, 30 years of shame, 30 years of broken, 30 years of anguish, 30 years of hopeless, 30 years of hey, 30 years of never, 30 years of maybe, 30 years of later, 30 years of fame, 30 years of hollow, 30 years of sorrow, 30 years of darkness, 30 years of 30 years of baggage, 30 years of sadness, 30 years of stagnant, 30 years of change, 30 years of patience, 30 years of suffering, 30 years of torment, 30 years of pain, 30 years of bitter, 30 years of lonely, 30 years of pushing everyone away. You'll never be wrong. I know I can change. We are not enough. We are not the same. You don't have the heart. You don't have the strength. You don't have the will. You don't have the faith. You'll never be loved. You'll never be saved. Might as well give up. Now running away. You don't have the guts. You're the one afraid. I'm the one in charge. I'm picking up. I'm picking up. Reigns.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Andrea Mako reports for Porcupine Soup that Columbia Memorial Health is pulling out of its plan to bring a medical center to Catskill. Columbia Memorial, in 2020, announced they would build a new medical center near Thruway Exit 21, where the Greene County IDA is trying to set up new businesses. Greene County Industrial Development Agency Executive Director April Ernst told county legislators last week, and I quote, "The Columbia Memorial Hospital option has expired, and we are moving away from the idea of a medical facility there," end quote. But hospital officials have visited a 14-acre site in the Kalkberg Commerce Park along the border of New Baltimore and Coxsackie on State Route 9W. Ernst said, and I quote, "We are still in talks. We are trying to keep them interested in doing some sort of medical facility still within the county," end quote.
This week, Governor Kathy Hochul announced a $5 million grant for Columbia Memorial to construct a Greene County Health Center. According to the governor's office, the funding would be for a 40,000-square-foot facility, and I quote, to provide essential ambulatory surgery, cancer treatment, and specialty physician care to Greene, Columbia, and Northern Ulster counties, end quote. Columbia Memorial's hospital is in Hudson. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that Greene and Rensselaer counties recently passed tax breaks for first responders, and now state legislators are looking at more incentives to retain and recruit firefighters and ambulance workers. A group of lawmakers said in a statement, and I quote, "We must build on this victory and continue to make policy changes to ensure our essential EMS workers can earn a living wage and receive the training and support to serve communities across New York. The final budget must include stronger language to ensure these heroes receive the acknowledgement and resources they need to do these jobs," end quote. They are putting forth a bill that would allow EMS squads to be included in the New York State Health Insurance Program. Read the full story at New York State of Politics. WXHC reports that the new 19th Congressional District Representative, Mark Molinaro, has been hosting town hall meetings in the western part of his district. On February 16th, he held a short town hall in Cortland County and another in Broome County. Molinaro said he plans to hold similar events in each county he represents. Molinaro said, and I quote, "Being able to get together with residents so that I can hear you and you can hear me. Questions, answers, comments in a respectful way, I think so very, very important," end quote. Read more about this story at WXHC. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. We're broadcasting to you live from 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting to you in Catskill, Acre, and Hudson. But, you know, if you're somewhere else far away, we still love you. Listen, everybody's on board. Everybody can come along and party with us. Speaking of party, the 18th, I've mentioned this a few times the show, but if you're new, listen, I'll catch you up to speed. You're a homie, too, okay? Everybody is. But we're going to have a Valentine's Day performance, or not Clubhouse specifically, but a good friend of Clubhouse, Leon. He's a performer that speaks Spanish and English, super talented, switches back and forth. Not only that, he has a bunch of different performers with him. It's going to be February 18th, 6 to 7:30 p.m. on 3rd Bogardus Avenue. And there's going to be a few people performing: Jesse Murphy, Michelle Wilson, Adrian Lozano, Maddie Dube, and of course, Leon himself. On top of that, we also have another thing going on here at WGXC. You know, we got the park at WGXC. There's so many different programs we have. Like, I'm just walking through town. Personally, I'm in Catskill. But, you know, we also have Hudson and Acre. So you might be walking town in Hudson and Acre, and you see, like, a little sign that says WGXC. That's because, you know, they're awesome, you know. I've been there at the park in Acre, and they're super loving people. They make everybody just feel so welcomed. And, you know, I'm trying to do the same to you, you know, because we're all homies. But that being said, we have a winter pledge drive if you want to support us. We have a goal this time of our minimum goal is to raise more than $1,250 per month in sustaining support. And on, you know, if you want to just chill and give us a message, too, that will support us, too. Because we love hearing what the community says, and that support also. You don't have to give us money for us to love you. You can just, like, chill in the background. We still got that unconditional love. You can even shoot us an email if you want to talk to us and approach us at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. But that being said, I'm going to play you into a nice little sappy love song since we're on the theme of Leon's Valentine's Day performance. That's what it's going to be about, by the way. Super excited. I intend to go for sure because the clubhouse is actually bringing people. So, you know, if you go to the clubhouse on 455 Main Street in Catskill, you might be able to go with us. We might be able to pull some strings, you know. But that being said, we're going to play you Into Nothing by Bruno Major. So I will see you guys very soon. And remember, it is never goodbye. It is always see you later.
Tracksuit, some red wine, movies for two. We'll take off our phones and we'll turn off our shoes. We'll play Nintendo, though I always lose. 'Cause you watch the TV while I'm watching you. There's not many people I'd honestly say I don't mind losing to, but there's nothing like doing nothing with you. Dumb conversation, we lose track of time. Have I told you lately I'm grateful you're mine? We'll watch The Notebook for the 17th time. I'll say it's stupid, then you'll catch me crying. We're not making out on a boat in the rain or in a house I painted blue. But there's nothing like doing nothing with you. So shut all the windows and lock all the doors. We're not looking for no one. Don't need nothing more. You'll bite my lip and I'll want you more. Until we end up in a heap on the floor. You could be dancing on tabletops, wearing high heels, drinking until the world spins like a wheel. But tonight your apartment has so much of you. Who needs stars? We've got a roof. And there's nothing like doing nothing with you. No, there's nothing like doing nothing with you.
Georgia, write me out an orchard. In my arms, I'll let me hold you. I'll never let you go again like I did or used to say. I would never.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to WGXC Wave Farm Clubhouse Radio. I'm your host today and sound engineer. I'm dual wielding right here. Listen, I'm just good like that. But we're broadcasting to you live from Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and maybe even somewhere else, you know. We have homies all around. I know some homies who listen to my show that are from, like, the UK, because I gave them the website, and they're my friends. But listen, we just had Valentine's Day. You could tell by the sappy songs I was playing. But, and I'm glad, because love is a very powerful thing. And it doesn't have to be romantic. It can be platonic. I have a bunch of friends, a bunch of homies I love. And it could even be like family love, because that stuff will get you through life, you know. Just having a close group of people you can trust. And we're here for you too at Clubhouse and WGXC. We're here for anybody who wants to shoot us an email at ourtownotruth. We have a bunch of different Clubhouse locations around Greene County. I'm coming at you from Catskill Clubhouse on 455 Main Street. So, yeah, how is your day? Because, listen, I'm talking to you because we're friends now. I'm holding you hostage, okay? You're listening to me. Please don't turn us off. But that being said, we're going to play you into another song. We're going to change it up a little bit. After playing a few love songs, we're going to get into a little bit of a more headbanging territory again. So, that being said, I'm going to play some old rock, Hotel California. Would you consider that headbanging music? You know what? Yeah. Any music is headbanging music if you like it enough. No matter what it is, if you vibe to it, you vibe to it. I know a bunch of people in my family who like this song. I got the music taste myself from my a little bit of the older people in my family. But yeah, I'm going to be playing Hotel California by the Eagles, and I'll see you guys very soon.